Excellent. What did you think, Malcolm?
Marvellous.
It was indeed. Now, horse racing. It's fair to say that you have a fair connection with horse racing and indeed commenting for Radio 5 Live, for racing, covering a whole variety of exciting things, etc. Mm-hmm. The charity horse race is something which is a significant concept in its own right. As you're well aware, you've seen Stuart Easby up at Doncaster.
Absolutely, yeah. Commentated on a few charity horse races
exactly.
in my time.
Very important aspect of the whole setup.
Yep.
A young lady who actually got connected with her dream ever since she was a child, wanting to actually win the Grand National by riding a sofa in her home studios.
Yes.
I thought so. It gets you right there, doesn't it, really? Is indeed a young lady who's been a hater sports correspondent for many years, and not, as it says on the running order here, a hater sports corrup nos posni. Told you, it's obviously answering dyslexia and so on. But she's also the founder and curator of the Aintree Grand National Museum. Of whom do you think we might be referring to here, Malcolm?
Well, you must be talking about the wonderful Jane Clarke.
I say, the wonderful Jane Clarke.
Oh, if Malcolm says so, I must be.
Well, there you go. So, we are, what, 24 hours away from you doing it all over again at Toaster?
Yes, I remember... In the car park at Haters Sports Agency in Tottenham, I had a conversation with you, and I said I'd love to go for a charity race, and the only one left this year is at Toaster. This was a couple of years ago. And you said that Malcolm had said, oh, you don't want to go to Toaster. That's over the jumps and up a big hill.
I assume they're not putting you over the jumps, are they, Jane? Are you on the flat?
They wouldn't be so foolish as to do that.
Right. It is up a big hill, though, isn't it?
Yes, well, we did it last year. And
Third.
Finished third. Whoa. And keeping our fingers crossed to do it again.
Same horse?
Same horse. Itsy Bitsy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, here with the whole thing from Newmarket and fantastic stuff. In the studio, we also have Joy Knight, of course, and we have the wonderful Natalie Smith, who's around in all sorts of ways. In fact, I don't know, Jane, maybe you'd actually like, as you're more kind of Southside correspondent at our sister station, maybe you'd actually like to have the sort of notion of a little ident, so at least you know whom you're referring to here. Would you like to actually have a little check of that, Jane?
That would be very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Julie Corden. Joy Knight, Natalie Smith, Zach Eggermeyer, and Sarah Bullimore. A bit like the royal family. They rarely travel together or co-present the midweek drive simultaneously.
There we are. You see, did that make it perfectly clear?
Not at all, no.
Oh, fair enough. Right, okay. You see, we try, Malcolm. That's all we can do. We tried. Clearly, no. Anyway, we do have Zach Eggermeyer from Montana and, of course, Joy Knight and Natalie Smith. So, whom would you like to speak to and explain how people can actually go online this very night and sponsor you and Itsy Bitsy in aid of a very good, important cause?
Oh, goodness, I wasn't expecting that. But may I speak to Zach, please?
Hello, Jane, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Marvellous. You know, politeness across the Atlantic Ocean. It's fantastic. You know, shows well-breeding, even though she's from Essex and Zach's from Montana. There we are, proof, so you can work through that.
I love the name of your horse, by the way.
Sorry?
I love the name of your horse. Oh. I always find the names of horses so clever.
Thank you. Well, you'd love her as well. She's absolutely beautiful. A lovely mare.
Oh, wonderful.
No vices at all. And some of them in the stable joke that she's more of a donkey than a horse, but we're going to show them tomorrow that that's not true. Cool. What sort of weather have you got in Montana, Zach?
It's snowing right now, I believe.
Really?
Yes. 20 below Fahrenheit in January is not uncommon, so...
Oh.
So global warming, obviously a major issue for Montana.
Yes.
It's pretty true.
I'm missing the snow quite a bit, actually. So
I can empathise with you, Zach. You know, you need a bit more snow to actually work through systems. Of course, the British transport system will collapse at the sight of the first snowflakes that actually emerge, really. So you're in for a treat there, as you...
I can't imagine driving down the hill from the cathedral when there's 2 inches of snow on the ground.
It's not good at all. It's not good at all. Anyway, yes, get to the point, Jane. How can people actually support you?
Well, if they're very generous and they'd like to support the Injured Jockeys Fund, which is a very, very worthy cause, looks after both injured jockeys currently riding and also jockeys who've been in the industry and perhaps have fallen on hard times. They provide housing and, if necessary, physiotherapy and all sorts of treatments for them. It was started by Lord Oaksey many years ago, and it's a wonderful thing. Anyway, if anybody wants to donate to my cause for a 57-year-old riding a racehorse, which is quite a feat, I think. Anyway, you can go onto a website called Just Giving, which is www.justgiving.com/Jane-Clarke. Clark, and that's J-A-N-E, and Clark is C-L-A-R-K-E, and a zero on the end of it. So that's www.justgiving.com/Jane-Clark0. And having said all that, I'm trying to raise £500, and I've got 170 so far. So a little way to go, but I'm sure it'll all be coming in. And as I say to everybody, if it's only a pound, it really does help.
Did you have to supply a certain amount of money to enter, Jane, is it free entry, or how does it work, a charity
race? It's free entry, Malcolm, but you've got to raise £500 as a minimum for the injured jockeys.
Okay.
And I've also got to provide the costs of transporting Itsy Bitsy.
Yeah.
Get her to the race course.
Who trains Itsy Bitsy?
Willie Musson in Newmarket.
Yeah, okay. And you've got a good chance, have you?
I don't know. I'm fitter than I was last year, I hope. But I didn't struggle with fitness last year. Itsy hasn't been doing a lot of galloping, and I'm up against Natasha.
Who's your biggest danger?
Natasha Eddery, Pat Eddery's daughter.
Okay.
Champion jockey. She's got to have good ammunition.
Can you not nobble her? Sorry.
Well, funnily enough, I met somebody yesterday who used to go out with her sister.
Oh, well, that should
be
a start.
Why doesn't he go and nobble her?
Obviously work through the ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends. Good way forward.
Are you off level weights tomorrow, Jane? Are you carrying the same weights?
Incredible weight. 12 stone.
Well, I'm sure you're well under that. You'll have a lot of lead in your saddle, won't you?
Yes, last year I couldn't carry the saddle to the weighing room. It was that heavy. It's 3 stone of lead I have to carry.
Gosh, you're a slip of a thing.
But there's some gentlemen riding who I presume need to have that sort of weight.
Have you ever ridden a horse, Natalie?
I haven't, no. My sister did actually keep a horse for about a year.
Mm.
But, yeah.
You didn't ride it?
No, I didn't. I was actually quite afraid of the horse.
We'll put that right when we take you on one of Malcolm Tomlinson's sort of commentating things. It'll happen. Right? We've cured so many folk of that, of their sort of concerns on that basis. And Joy, any questions for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I used to love horses when I was a girl. It just seems to be sort of thing that so many girls are into and had horse riding lessons, etc. You've obviously clearly always had a love for horses, Jane. Is that something that's, your whole family take part in?
Well, I don't know where the love of horses came from, Joy, because nobody else in the family had been vaguely associated with racing or horses at all. But I loved them from day one, but unfortunately I was very badly allergic to them, and every time I went near one I would sneeze and my eyes would run. Mm. So my parents said, you're not having any of that. So when I was 18 I decided to go ahead anyway and learnt to ride, had about 6 weeks of streaming eyes, and then fortunately became immune to it, which I believe some
well
people
done.
Do. And so from then on I made up for lost time. My mother is very supportive and she helps me in every way she can and will be at Toaster with me tomorrow watching as she was last year.
We will find out the result of this in obviously find out on Saturday. We'll put it up on the webs and all the rest of the bits and pieces, but we'll speak again hopefully on Jane Day, Saturday Jane Day, etc. Last two questions please, Joy.
Jane, have you had a reasonably interesting conversation with us this evening?
I have indeed, thank you Joy.
And will you join us again in the near future?
Let's hope so.
Brilliant.
And now, Katie Melua, or is it Tallulah Randall?
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Good luck.
The city.